96.3 WA2R. Love it right there. Classic right there. Jasmine Sullivan.
Yes, I love it.
And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? She is on with us right here on the Frank Ski Show with Nina Brown, the one and only Jasmine Sullivan. What's up, girlfriend?
Hey.
Hey, girl.
We are great, and we are so happy to have you on. Congratulations. You got a new album.
Today,
you're doing
baby.
It real big. Yeah. Congratulations. Yeah. How you been?
I'm good. I've been real good.
You know, I got to tell you, out of all your stuff, your Busting Windows Out Your Car was one of my favorite songs because my kids used to sing it. And that was the cutest thing to me. That was one of my favorite memories right there. But congratulations, girlfriend. And now you got a brand new album. You know, talk about it for us.
Yeah, it's called Hotels. And I just really wanted to talk about real life stories from real women. So the tales were actual conversations that I had with some girlfriends, some elders that I knew, some associates, just a bunch of people that I knew, and stories that I felt like we as women have gone through at some point in our life. It may not be what we're experiencing now, but we may have experienced it at some point. And I just wanted to tell those stories because I feel like as women, society tries to make us feel like we need to be perfect and that our lives have to be perfect, but that's not really reality. Reality is sometimes things get messy, sometimes you make mistakes, sometimes, but you have to do all of that to figure out, you know, what's right, what's wrong, where you're going in life, and it's okay to have experiences like that as long as you learn from it and you grow from it. And so I just wanted to make an album where people could be self-reflective and they could see themselves in the project.
You know, Jasmine, I've been on your social media, your Instagram and your YouTubes, and I'm loving the videos that you're posting along with the new album, Hotels, and just the narratives from the women. Like, I'm watching them and them just, you know, telling their stories and owning their sexuality, but being very vulnerable and transparent. Like, I felt that. Like, and it's nice to hear women just be unapologetically them. You know, that's so dope.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I feel like society makes us as women feel like we have to be perfect. And that's not the case. Like, our stories are ours to write. And, you know, we ain't got to worry about looking perfect or being perfect for nobody else but ourselves. Like, we're the only people that we have to worry about. And so I just wanted to tell these real-ass, real-life stories. And I feel like, you know, people are getting with it.
There it is right there. So do us a favor. You know, you've done a whole lot. You went vegan on behalf of your mom while you were, you know, going through it with your mom. And you've transformed into this, you know, this person. And people at first, they were like, nah, she really didn't do that by herself. She must have had an operation. But you went vegan and lost a considerable amount of weight.
I've been a vegan for like over a year now with my mom, and I was actually an alkaline vegan earlier on, which is like the strictest of vegans. So it's like, it's even vegetables that you can't eat. As far as Dr. Sebi's plan is concerned. Now I have started eating more like processed vegan foods, and I'm trying to like wean myself back off of that. But I had went on like a very, very strict vegan diet.
How much weight did you lose?
Yeah.
It's been a lot. Maybe at this point, like 70 pounds.
Wow. Yeah, you look amazing. I mean, girl, you look amazing.
Thank you. I'm still a big girl though, and I'm not trying to advocate anybody being a six figure because I'm definitely not that. Like, I'm a solid 12, but I'm healthier. And that's the most important thing. It's like, you know, whatever size you are, whatever weight you want to be, as long as you're healthy and you can run up some stairs, you good.
Okay.
You know, yesterday we talked. sorry, Nina. Yesterday we talked about the Cosmopolitan, you know, this month, the UK Cosmopolitan, where they were talking about Big is Beautiful. And some people were like, no, it's unhealthy, you shouldn't do that, and whatever. And it's really all about, you know, you can be any size you want. And like you said, as long as you're healthy, you know, why not?
Yes, definitely. There's no body shaming at all. And that's also what the project is about, is like owning who you are and being confident in who you are. It's like you ain't got to look like nobody, or you don't have to live up to anybody's expectations but your own. You make the rules for yourself. So, you know, I'm making the rules for myself. Like, I feel good. I feel better at this weight. Hopefully I can, you know, stay here. If I get a little bigger, though, I know what to do, and I know how to I know what to do now, how to handle myself, because I've learned some things in this process and in this journey. But it's just about, like, owning and loving who you are. Whatever.
And it's commendable that, you know, you just did it to support your mom, who was diagnosed with breast cancer. But the fact that, you know, like, you even had to make a statement on social media that people, like, are so weird when it comes to celebrities. Like, you can't lose weight, you can't gain weight, you can't, you know, have a breakup, you can't do all of these things that they feel like it's to their standards. Like, do you struggle with that, of like, social media, like, they'll love you, they'll hate you, you know, they're just so weird about, like, your life, and it's your life.
Well, I try to stay off of social media as much as possible. Like, I'm a big advocate of, like, actually getting off of social media. So sometimes, like, I'll take my page down and I'll just be home by myself for as long as I feel like I need to, because it's really just it's about your mental health and you taking care of yourself. And, like, sometimes you got to put the phone down and you got to get off of, you know, the internet and all everybody's opinions and stuff like that. But I wasn't really bothered when people were saying that. I didn't understand it, but it didn't bother me, because I know that's just the nature of the internet and, like, what it's there for, really, is to, like, I don't know, kind of, like, put you down.
Right.
Make you feel bad.
You know, I want to say this to you. I was so happy to see you really come back into the music game. You had been on hiatus for a while, and then when you had the track for Insecure, and I saw you doing other work back a few years ago, I was like, I cannot wait for her to get back in the game. And this is your entry to the game, and we're just really proud of you, and I'm glad you're in a great space, and the industry needs you. I just want to say, you are vital to the industry, girlfriend. You definitely are.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that so much.
All right. Could you do us a favor and please introduce the song we're about to play? Tell us about this song, Pick Up Your Feelings.
This song, Pick Up Your Feelings, is a dope track I did with Nova Wave, who were co-writers. And it's just like a real R&B powerhouse song. And I hope you guys love it.
Yeah,
check it out.
I appreciate it. We appreciate it. Thank you so much on behalf of Frank Ski and Nina Brown. Nina, any last words?
Congratulations on your new album, Hotels. We are supporting it here at WHUR. We want to let everyone know to do the same, girl.
Thank you so much.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here it is right here. It's called Pick Up Your Feelings. It's Jasmine Sullivan on 96.3 WHUR. 49 years of sounding like Washington.